The autumn wind is a pirate.
Welcome, Raider Nation, to the Raider Nation podcast. I'm your host, Raider Greg. Welcome to the show. Yes, it is that time of year. The draft is around the corner. Free agency is booming. Well, it's not booming quite for us. We'll hit on that and more here on show 594. All right, Raider Nation, on today's show, we will have the coaching staff and, honestly, what they're about, what I like, what I'm not so sure of. Haven't had a chance to really look at these guys, but I've had some time now, so I'll give you my impression of that. Also, free agency, I don't know, it's like Al's still running the show. Pretty funny. Pretty quiet, not a lot going on for us, but the AFC West has been popping. So let's talk about that too. There's some bone line messages here. Yes, I'm not going away. I'm still here, and you don't have to hit me up or solicit or hit out subscribe or any other crap that all these other guys have to promote their shows so hard. Man, it makes me hurt hearing some of that stuff. I understand that hits are important, but damn, get beyond it, get to the business. Anyway, that should wrap up our show, so let's go. So I took a brief look at the Raiders coaching staff, and I'm going to tell you what I think about it. You know, you got to give these guys a chance. It's a first year, of course. We all knew that. We all knew what it was going to be like. So let's not pretend that wasn't the case. Now I'm looking for better things from the McDaniels staff. So far, I've just listened to what they had to say. And it's kind of interesting, and I'm going to give you my take. Offensive coordinator Mick Lombardi, whose father was part of the player personnel department. So they were looking at new players, all types of different things. But his father was here for a long time and put up with Al, which was tough. So he gets a different look at this team, especially since they moved it to Vegas. He is a very young guy and does not know very much. And he's almost telling you that in his interview.
Hey, Mick, Case from Las Vegas Sun. Obviously, you've worked with Josh for a few years now. What is it about you guys' relationship that allows you to click? And what's collaboration going to be like with a guy who's so well-known as an offensive coordinator in this league?
Yeah, you know, I started off my career as a scouting assistant with the New England Patriots, you know, a long time ago. And I was blessed and given the opportunity to be his quality control coaching assistant for, you know, the 2012 season, where I kind of was doing a whole different bunch of roles, and I didn't know anything. I knew how to pick up players at the airport. I knew how to make a POA tape, and, you know, Josh was very good to me in terms of being understanding this is a young guy. I need to teach a lot. I doesn't know anything. I was open to that. And that year was very beneficial for me. And obviously my career went a different direction to San Francisco than New York. And then the opportunity came in 2019 for me to go back and work with him. And we kept the relationship since then, which has been, you know, obviously a friendship based. And then when the time came to work with each other, I went there with open mind saying, you know what? I've learned a lot from different people and different systems, but I want to learn what he sees the game. And he's really taken the time, and I've been so grateful to him and what he's taught me in terms of playing complementary football, teaching the techniques, coaching the entire offensive scheme, you know, how to see things from a global perspective as opposed to just your position-specific, you know, idea. And that, I'm so grateful for him for that, and, you know, I'm going to work hard really to do that for him for the Raiders. And, you know, all the things he's instilled in me over the past number of years. I'm going to try and instill that with our staff and as we move forward and have our team grow in that way.
Josh Giebau from Associated Press. What are you looking for in the outside receiver? What kind of traits do you guys need?
You know, an outside receiver? You know, that's a great question. Obviously, you look for a number of different things in terms of in the receiver position. You know, can they play on the perimeter and they can play on the inside? You know, that's a great observation by you. You know, obviously, there's different things the outside receiver can do. The first thing we talk about in terms of receiver play is winning at the line of scrimmage, right? You know, if you can't win a line of scrimmage a receiver, that's going to be – you're going to have a tough time. And DBs are so good now, and teams play such, you know, a variety of different coverages and different techniques, and they try and disguise, you know, how can you release into the defense? So that's the first part. The second part is the stem of the route and understand how the coverage is playing within your stem of the route, maintaining leverage on your stem of the route. And then the third phase of a route, obviously, in terms of making a good receiver in terms of on the perimeter, is the top of the route, okay? And once you get to the top of the route, what your technique is going to be, you know, of how you need to get leverage in terms of coming downhill or breaking back out or throwing by. So I think when we look at an outside receiver in our evaluation process, it's, okay, where can this guy win? Can he win at the line of scrimmage, on the stem, or at the top? And if a guy can win all three phases, you know, based on the technique we provide him, then that's really what we're looking for in a perimeter receiver.
He's had 1 year as an offensive coordinator assistant under McDaniels, I believe. He went to Giants as well. He's been around a little bit. He's looking to learn back from McDaniels because he worked with him before. And so that's the guy that's probably going to be calling plays through McDaniels, maybe, or working with the team to help them understand his new offense. Young, fresh guy. So that's what I'll say about him. Carmen Brasillo, he's chiseled veteran. I think that's the best coach we have so far. Our offensive line coach will make a huge difference in this offensive line, especially running the ball. Big time difference. Now let's look at Patrick Graham. Interesting guy, our defensive coordinator. He's a sharp dude. He's very good in front of the camera. He's been in front of the camera a few times, and he knows what to say and kind of not what to say. He's vague in his defense. He kind of just throws things back and forth. But what I understand about his defense is he says it's not complicated. That's the first time when you know it's complicated.
Hey, Patrick. This is Vinny Bonsignore with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Welcome to Las Vegas.
Thank you.
You know, the Raiders have been built as a 4-3 defense over the last four years or so. When you look at this personnel and you know, what you want to do and the scheme that you're bringing in here, do you feel like there's foundational pieces to execute what your scheme is all about?
Absolutely. I think the thing you got to start off with, and I'm sure you've heard it, and more teams are going to it, that whether we're making it public or not, but, like, the game is sub-defense, period, point blank. So, you know, whether it's, you know, 11 personnel that we're seeing from teams or the 12 personnel that plays like 11 personnel, and the way we combat that a lot of times is playing sub-defense. So when I say sub-defense, now you get into the 4-2-5 world of it. You know, whatever the spacing is, four down, five down, three down, however the spacing is, but you're really dealing in the world of five DBs on the field at once and four bigger bodies with two, you know, the linebacker deals. So, like, to me, the 4-3, the 3-4 discussions, I mean, it's almost like it's antiquated, to be honest with you, and what we're dealing with is sub. So there's plenty. I mean, when you talk about sub defense, do you have guys on the team that can rush the passer? Yes. Do you have guys on the team that can stop the run? Yes. Do you have guys that can cover, that have shown they could cover in the past? Yes. So to answer your question, Vinny, those are the three major things I'm looking for aside from tackling. So, yeah, I'm good. I'm good with that.
Hey, Pat, it's Tashawn Reed from The Athletic. You know, outside of the fronts, you're also known for being, you know, versatile and on the back end, using a lot of coverages and safety alignments. Just for the defense as a whole, when you're coming into a new place and you're trying to, you know, teach people a system that's maybe a little bit more complex, you know, what's the process that look like when you're trying to make sure they understand it and can implement it once they get out there on the field?
I think it's nothing unique to my situation or the current rate. Like, we're all teachers. That's how you got to look at it. So what we do is we develop lesson plans and trying to implement what we want to see out there on the field. And the complexity, okay, it's probably more of an illusion of complexity, because honestly, like if based on what you guys are looking, I'm just saying you guys, the people looking at it and making the comments about it being complex and seeing a bunch of coverages. Honestly, if you think that we're able to do that many coverages, I mean, like, and be good at it, that's going to be real hard. So, like, it's the illusion of being complex. This is what we try to do with our lesson plans is teach the guys conceptual football, teach them, you know, situational football, all the stuff Josh talked about, us being a smart, tough football team. We just making sure we're getting that stuff down. And then from there, it grows. It evolves more over time than, say, creation. If that makes sense. So we're trying to evolve the defense as opposed to create new things every week. So that's a big part of what we do. And it starts with the conceptual learning early on.
Hey, Patrick, it's Josh Dubow from Associated Press. Sort of following up a little bit on that. You see some coordinators when they come in like to bring in some guys who are familiar with their scheme to sort of help the players along. Is that something you're looking to do and sort of maybe having some guys who you're familiar with and are familiar with what you do to sort of help communicate that to the rest of the guys?
Well, Dave and Josh and Champ, those guys, they handle all the personnel stuff. The thing I want good players. You give me good players, I'm good. Whether I work with them before or not, I mean, I trust our coaches. I trust my ability to coach and teach. I mean, give us good players. We'll be good to go. And, you know, we'll do our best. So the guys that are here, the guys that are going to be here, that I'll take those guys. I don't need a requirement of guys from the past. None of that. We don't need any of that. We just want good football players who buy into the team concept and the concept that Josh is putting forward there in terms of how he wants this team to look.
Now, we had a coach like him before in Paula Guthrie with his multi-dimensional defense. And you saw what it did for us for two seasons. We were the 32nd, 30th defense in the league. So I'm hoping Patrick Graham brings more than just technical, you know, a lot of smoke and mirrors. I don't want that. I want a defense. I want a solid defense, a better defense. You know, he talks about the 3-4. It's all in the sub packages. Yeah, we all understand. I understand. If you watch football, yeah, you see when they sub in players, it's not just the big uglies. There's different players that come in for different schemes that the other team is giving you. But he's talking about changing the defense per team every game. That's 17 different changes. You know, I don't know. You know, I'm not a coach, but that's a big tall order for guys that haven't been in his system. So this is going to be, like he says, a quote, a learning experience. So I'm thinking our defense is going to take at least a season or two to even start to get some traction. That's my opinion. It's going to be a tough one to teach these guys that have been here this defense. That's all I'm concerned about a complicated defense. Also, Rob the Slob Ryan joins the ranks. Rob Ryan, who's never really done anything anywhere, has no room anywhere, I think, in our organization. He took our money for the longest times and produced garbage. Garbage. Now, maybe he's changed his ways. Maybe he's just bringing some old-time stuff here. I don't know. Not happy about Rob the Slob Ryan. Now, I don't think he's going to have much to do with the team, which is good. So he's going to throw his 2 cents in there. Hopefully they won't listen too much of it because I just don't think he's that sharp. Special teams coordinator is my biggest concern here. I mean, my biggest positive would be Josh being able to call a great play and a great game and working the offense appropriately. I don't have problems with the offense. I'm concerned about our defense and our special teams. Now, maybe I'm wrong because the Patriot had such a great special teams for so long. But Tom McMahon is our special teams coordinator. And his interview was particularly interesting. He was, you know, he wants fast, smart players like everyone else. He's going to use players off the active roster. Of course he will, off the defense. And, you know, he talks about one thing that I thought was interesting. He wants to strain his players. Okay, that's a big word in him. That's what they're going to hear for this entire year. You got to strain. If I don't see enough strain in your game.
Hey, Coach. Welcome to Las Vegas. Adam Hill, Las Vegas Review Journal. Obviously, special teams is about a lot more than a punter and a kicker. But how helpful is it to step into a situation where those spots are pretty well held down?
Oh, that's nice. You know, it's the only other time I've been able to do that is in Indianapolis with Adam Vinatieri, Pat McAfee, and Matt Overton. So it's nice to come in with established guys, guys that have done a great job in the league, you know, and Daniel, AJ, and Trent, you know, stepping right in and they're ready to go.
It's Josh Shubow from Associated Press. Do you have a philosophy on whether you want to use starters extensively on special teams or have guys who are more core special teams guys? What does that mix like for you, and what do you think the best approach is?
I think the best approach is that's a whole staff thing. You know, it's going to come down to how much a guy's playing. For example, if you got a nickel and you're playing a team, for example, that's going to be in 11 personnel, you know, 10 personnel the whole game, that nickel that's been playing on your kickoff cover team or playing on your punt team as a gunner, he's not going to be able to play as much that game. So it comes down each week, game to game, how much we can use starters. But to answer your initial question, you have to use starters in this league. You know, they have to be ready to play. If they're not your starter on your punt team, you have to use your starting linebackers. They're going to eventually play for you. And I think that the teams that use your best players, and that would be my philosophy, let's put the best players out there. You got to use your best players in order to get the best plays.
Hi, Tom. Levi Damian from USA Today. Obviously, you're probably pretty familiar with what Rich Bisaccia has done in this league and what he was able to do with the Raiders special teams the last few years. How do you see yourself building upon what he built here over the years?
I think the biggest thing is what Rich has done, you know, is he's done a great job here. But the big thing that we're going to do is we're going to focus on us. And from the standpoint of on us, philosophy-wise, we're going to try to create full court defense. So when I say full court defense, when you're talking from the punt team and you're talking from a kickoff cover perspective, we want to make sure that any of the drive starts that we cover are back behind the 20-yard line. From a kickoff return and punt return standpoint, we want to play half court offense. So basically, if we end up with a 30-yard line drive start on kickoff return and punt return and a 20-yard line drive start on all of our punts and all of our kickoff covers that we cover. I understand touchbacks are different. That's how you create half-court offense, full-court defense, and that's going to be our philosophy. And the big thing is that we are going to carry on from what Rich has done is strain. And when I say strain is going to be our top word from the standpoint of if you're straining, every single player straining, that takes care of the competes, that takes care of effort. What you want is teams around the league to say, hey, look, that's a team that's going to strain. They're going to strain. They're going to out-compete you. They're going to out-effort you. They're going to out-tackle you. But all of those things, tackling, effort, competes, blocking, they come down to one word, and that's strain. You know, we're going to out-strain people, and Rich did a good job of establishing that. We're not going to lose that. We're going to out-practice people, but it's going to come down to the word strain.
Now, when I think of strain, I can really think of one thing. And, well, it's pleasant when it's finished, but, you know, the strain thing, I don't know if that's going to work out for good old Tom. If you look up on YouTube, Tom McMahon has run some pretty funky special teams plays. Not real big fan of Tom. So we'll just see how Tom does this year. I think he's probably an experiment. But we have Maurice Drayton that's behind him that may just have to slide into his place if he has any of the buffoonery he's had in his history, because I'm not a lot of big fan of Tom McMahon on special teams as a coach. I got to be quite honest. And then we have guys on the staff like the Director of Football Research and Strategy, Matt Sheldon. Please tell me what he does. because I don't even understand that concept. We have strength and conditioning guys, just like we had before. We have Deuce Gruden. He's back so far, which is good. I'm sure he's doing a great job. Our guys were in pretty good shape last year. We got to keep that up because that is hugely important for our team. We got to keep that fitness level up. That's one of the things I really liked about our team last season. So far, this is what I see and this is what I've heard. I've kind of digested what they say. And a lot of it is just coach speak like it's supposed to be. And GM speak like it's supposed to be. And so we have to move forward with a positive opinion of our staff because we have nothing else to go by. This is our first staff picture of this new coaching staff. I'm sure it'll change next year in little ways, but we'll see how they do this year. We'll find out a lot more because we've started the free agency, and well, let me get into that because it's a classic.
Baby, I got the feeling, baby. Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down. I'm around and down, a level with the ground, baby. I say level with the
free agent frenzy. Not. You know, I'm so glad we signed up and we got Max Crosby signed. $95 million, 4 years, well deserved. Great Raider. Raider for life tattooed on his body, for crying out loud. One of the bright spots in the team from the inception when he was picked in the draft. Great player and really runs the defense. Really shows the defense what type of energy that needs to be done on all sides. He's a great player. Certainly happy we got him signed and done. And I'm sure they'll get Derek Carr done here pretty soon, which they need to do. But so far in free agency, there's a lot of crickets out there. With the exception of, let's see, the Broncos, who brought in Russell Wilson. Now, that's a dangerous combination. They got a great running game. They have some really top-flight receivers. They just hadn't gotten the ball. Well, now they're going to get it. So the Broncos have just stepped into Patrick Mahomes, Derek Carr, Justin Herbert. There you go. There's the AFC West, and it is brutal. You thought it was brutal before, and boy, we should have just shut up because it's extremely brutal now. We're playing with the big boys in the toughest division in the league. There is no doubt about it. Now, Khalil Mack from the Chicago Bears to the Chargers. That was another trade recently. Another blockbuster trade. And so Mack, which isn't what he was before, but he's still a formidable defensive lineman. Trust me. I mean, 8 sacks is not uncommon for him. This year could do more. He was injured. So, you know, him with Joey Bosa, there you go. There is a reason we have to have a better offensive line. Wouldn't you think? Yes, me too. Then also the Chargers signed the best available defensive back on the market. J.C. Jackson, the best defensive back available, bar none. And they went around and turned around and signed Rams defensive tackle Sebastian Joseph, who was behind those two beasts they had there, who's also a very good defensive lineman. The Chargers and the Broncos are getting it done. And I mean big time. So let's see what we've done. Now, the Raiders are being very quiet and secretive. Let's hope that's what it is. They did bring in DJ Chark from the Jaguars for an interview because he was a great player, still is a great player. His size is great, speed. He's a great speed receiver on the outside. He'd been a great pickup, but nope. You know who signed him? The Lions. Well, have fun there, bro. I'm sure that's a great place for your career. Boy, I was sure hoping we get that guy. So, Allen Robinson is someone else I was thinking of from the Bears. We shall see. Rumors are that we're going to get Trent Brown again, round two. We'll see if that happens too. I don't mind that. We need an offensive lineman that can bull rush these guys and make our offensive line much more effective. Now, when we used bull rushes or pressure instead of this, you know, this blocking scheme that we had for the last couple of years, we put up some yards. I think we'll do much better with this new offensive line coach. I think the whole offensive line will be much better as far as getting yards for our running back, for crying out loud. We did sign a cornerback, Darius Phillips. Now, he's not the best cornerback. We got him off of the Bengals. But mainly, I think we got him for special teams. He's a returner, you know, punt returner and those kind of things. We need to get Renfro out of that situation because every time he returns the ball, freaks me out. So I'm glad we can do that. We can now put in this guy, Phillips, and have him return kicks and punts, which is something we sorely needed because we can't have our number one slot injured on a return. Now, the Raiders are in talks with Stephon Gilmore. He's 31 years old, but I think he's got at least a year or two left. I think he could play. He could come in here and really show some wisdom to our young defensive backs. So I hope we pick him up. I know that the Patriot way is silent and deadly. They pick up a lot of players that are kind of no-name guys and turn them into name guys. Guys that get huge contracts. Guys who improve their skills in every way. And you got, who is this guy? And the next thing you know, they're taking themselves to the Super Bowl. That's what we're used to as the Patriot way. So I'm hoping that that's kind of what happens. I hope that happens for our team because so far I'm really not seeing any kind of action, okay? And not that I need a whole bunch, but when I see our division improve by leaps and frickin' bounds, I mean like Russell Wilson, seriously? Now, this will be his first year, so it'll be a little time for him to skip a little bit, maybe. But, Tom Brady went right over and won a Super Bowl. So, I don't know. I don't know what our team is doing. That's what I can tell you. I know that people are frustrated. I'm frustrated because I haven't heard anything, any big deals, or anything to counter what has improved in our division. I mean... Our division have gotten substantially harder, and I don't see that we have made advancement in skill positions enough to make up the difference. And if we don't, and we start this season like we are now with our team from last year, we will truly be in the basement of the AFC West by a lot. That's what I see. So these coaches and guys better get off their ass and make some moves. Because if we're thinking we're going to go anywhere besides the basement, they better do some signings. And they don't have to be the biggest names. They just have to be some names. And I'm not hearing any names. Nothing that we truly need. You know, we need defensive help. We need serious offensive help. And like I said, here we are, the first week of free agency. I know it's early, so I'm just going to take a chill pill, and hopefully we'll pick up some diamonds in the rough a little further down the road and really bolster up our offense and defense, because trust me, my friends, this is a new league. and this will be certainly a more brutal league than it was last year. The AFC West will be everyone's watching AFC West. Everybody. Everybody in the world. Because that's where I think the Super Bowl champion is going to come out of. At least one or two for the next couple years. And I'm going to tell you, I'd like to be one of those teams, as you know. But so far, it's what it is. And I can't really say much about it because we got a new staff. We shall see. We have to let the process happen like the geniuses up top say. Trust in the process. So I'm going to trust in the process and see what happens. But here we are. I'm doing this show. We're 3 days into free agency. And, well, I'm looking for something. We shall see. Now, what we need a speedy receiver. We need a real quick, fast wide receiver. A lot of those in the draft. We need some linemen. We need offensive and defensive linemen. We need defensive line help big time. We're going to change the scheme on the defense. That's going to make a big difference. We got a lot of work, folks. There's a lot going on for us that's not going on for other teams. Everyone's going to have their issues, but you know what? I'm going to hand you a box of tissues, get the hell over it, and let's get to some football. So let's look forward to some better free agency up ahead and a really good draft. May not be the people we want, but that's how the Patriots did it. And they got some pretty amazing players. So we can only hope. And that's about all I have to say about free agency, because right now, we haven't done much. There's a couple things I got to add here. I'm glad we didn't get Cooper. I know he was available. He was such a pouty punk. That face of his, I couldn't take it. I'm glad we got rid of him, and I am so glad we didn't take him back. He is a player that was inconsistent. He was inconsistent with the Cowboys. That's why they dumped him for CeeDee Lamb, who was far more accurate, more consistent, caught more passes, didn't disappear during games because Cooper would just disappear. I don't know where he'd go. But he did the same thing to the Cowboys, and I'm glad he's not with the Raiders. Thank goodness for that. Now, there's a couple guys we got to take care of. Is Waller. We got to take care of him. And I think, you know, we're going to be looking at Derek Carr getting a new contract as well. There's a lot of work for this staff, man. I'm here to tell you right now, there's a lot going on for a new staff, for the Raiders. It's going to be brutal this year. I just got to tell you. It's looking like, you know, we're going to have to just see how it pans out. But so far, I'm just hoping for the best, as we all can. All right, Raider Nation. You know, you got to just figure this. As I'm doing this show, the Raiders make some insane moves. So let's talk about it. So the Raiders trade Yannick Ngakoue to the Colts for cornerback Rakia Sin, who's very young still, and he is a great cover corner. Man on, he's probably one of the top five in the league. What a great pickup, because our defense is going to change. You know, Graham's going to change it up. It'll fit perfectly in his scheme. And we didn't have to give up any picks. We have to send Ngakoue and a pick to get Rakia Sin, which is just going to make our defense way better in the back, way faster. And what we have right now in the back of cornerbacks looked pretty good last year and will improve greatly with the new defense, I am sure. They're young, they're eager, just like this guy here. The next thing we did, the Raiders make a humongous pick up. Chandler frickin' Jones from the Cardinals, when the last three seasons have had double-digit sacks, 11, 15. Last year he had 5 in one game. This guy is a beast and is much better and produced way more than Khalil Mack at the same age of 32. Let me just say that. So the Chargers, with Joey Bosa, did not improve as much as the Raiders just improved in these two moves. We got plenty more to do. But this gives me some good feelings about next season. I'm feeling way better about our team and about our management and about how this is going to go down. Because, see, none of this was in public. None of this was out. It came out after it was finished. I love it. I do love it so much. And they paid Jones. He got a 3-year contract, $17 million each year. I mean, that's no chump change, but look at his production. And he's an older guy, but he's going to be able to do it for a few more years, at least 3. He might end his career here in Las Vegas. And Rakia Sin, can you ask for a better name? Rakia Sin City. Can you hear it? I hear it. I love it. So like I said earlier in the show, I'm hoping, I'm wishing, I'm thinking they should do better. Well, they already have. I'm feeling way better about next season because we're not just chumping it. We're not just sitting down and overpaying people like we used to do. We're getting quality players, and these guys are smart football players. I see our team is starting to change a little bit. And with Chandler Jones and Max Crosby, can you frickin' see it? And if our secondary is up, we got a linebacker. We're ready. We are ready, Freddy, and we're just starting. I love it. I love it. The AFC West is the bomb in the NFL. Don't mess with us, man. If you come out of the West on top, even second to the top, you got to be bad to the bone because the West is definitely the best. And that is all I have to say about that. Okay, on a side note, let's not forget the draft because it's going to be in Vegas. That's right, Vegas, baby. April 28th, Saturday to April 30th. Or Tuesday, April 28th, Thursday to Saturday, April 30th. There in beautiful downtown Las Vegas. So Raider fans, get your gear, make an appearance, show them what's happening. That's our home city. The draft is there. Let's represent, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'd go. I wish I could go. Got some things going on here at home. So that's it. Make sure you get there. All right, we're going to do the bone line. You know, even though I know I haven't done a show in a while. So let's do all those calls that we have here and get them done. one 800 620 7181. Get on the bone. Tell me what you think about this free agency, because we got to talk each other down off the ledge, because I'm telling you, I'm kind of freaked out with what's happening in our division for sure. All right, let's get to the first call. And our first caller is Raider Rob from Maryland. What is happening, brother?
Hey, Raider Greg. It's Raider Rob from Maryland. Didn't call in all year. Just kind of checked it all out. Listened to it every week. I think these New England guys are going to do good. I think it's going to be better. I think they'll keep Carr. I think they'll, you know, fix it up, make it good. It was pretty cool to see the team go to the playoffs. You know, I mean, Davis hired Reggie McKenzie because he didn't know what was going on. And he hired Gruden just to, you know, be a superstar. And I think these guys are just going to take it and roll. So hopefully that happens. Hopefully we'll be in the Super Bowl. Really appreciate the podcast. You're awesome, man. Take it easy. Stay safe and go Raiders.
Well, thank you for the call, brother, and the props as well. I wish you'd call in more. It's always better when we have the fans in action here on the show. But, yeah, we had a good season last year. It's funny you bring up Veggie McKenzie because that's my biggest fear, that we have Veggie too here. But I got to be positive. We have a general manager who's also young, who doesn't have a whole lot of experience as a GM. You know, we're all going to kind of grow together, so we got to hope that this grows correctly and we work our way into this season smartly. So, yeah, I got some positive, I hope. What are you going to do? We got to roll with our team, and this is them. The new regime is in place. Let's just hope it pans out that way. And our next caller is Raider Trevor from Farmington, New Mexico, the Raider fan. Man, what is happening in New Mexico? It's a beautiful state.
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, this is Trevor. Raider Trevor back in Farmington, New Mexico. And I'm listening to this podcast post the hiring of new GM and head coach. And thinking about our season, I want to think, I like to think of it like we were a zombie. And we had our whole face ripped off, which was John Gruden, but the brains were still there, which was the game plan, and Derek Carr was still there, and all these other pieces, and we lose Ruggs, and we lose all these people, losing limb after limb, but they didn't know how to stop us, and then finally Joe Burrow realized that our exposed brain was all that needed to be taken out. So on to the next season. It was an exciting one to watch, and I look forward to your summer podcasts as they get released, and hopefully we just keep hearing more and more good news. And if Derek Carr is on his way out, best case scenario, I would love to see Russell Wilson or someone like that head our way, someone who's not happy, and I know his wife would love to be in Las Vegas, and I just hope it's not Kyler Murray and his crybaby face. So I hope everyone has a great summer, and thanks for listening. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Well, that's a nice take. Never thought about it that way. Yeah, we were kept walking without an arm, without a leg. Yeah, this team fought through last season big time. That's why, you know, with the change of the coaching staff, we got to see if we can capture that again and make that work again. And hopefully the staff will be like they were in New England and bring in unnamed or no-name guys that just make some kind of splash, big time. Because that's what we need. I mean, we don't need the expensive players. We need smart, good football players to fill these positions so we don't break the bank and we can continue to play excellent football. So let's hope. I got hope. That's what we have to have. New staff, and what are you going to do? Just hope. Love the call, brother. Thank you. And our next caller is the Bluegrass Raider. What you got for us, my good Raider brother?
Raider Greg, Raider Andy, Raider Nation, this is Bluegrass Raider back again. Raider Greg, just to let you know, with this Zuckler thing, I don't have hey, just get at it real quick. I don't have an opinion on this guy. I heard the most recent podcast, depending on this airs. You know, people say he means business, but McDaniels, I don't know how I feel about him. I feel like we should have, me personally, I feel like we should have possibly kept Bisaccia because the players were playing for him. He was well loved by the team, and accepted, and just got rid of the offensive coordinator. Just got rid of him. You know, when his vanilla play calling, dude, and brought this guy in maybe as an OC or even a different OC at that, and just, you know, get a fresh old line with all the pieces together, and we've been fine. That's my take anyway. But there's a lot of people in the nation out there that are wanting to hit the reset button and, you know, fire the whole coaching staff, bring in a new coaching staff. That's been our prop. That's the reason why we've been so far behind for over 20 years, roughly, almost, because we want to keep hitting the reset button instead of building on what we have. And, you know, just because a lot of us are wanting to present right now results this year and bust, and we can't build anything because we keep hitting the reset button. But, and it's just like people have said, it's hard for, you know, it's hard for Derek because he's had like how many coaches over the past, 8 years? It's ridiculous. It's not his fault. He has to have an offensive line. I don't care if you're him. I don't care if you're Aaron Rodgers. I don't care if you're Tom Brady. I don't give a crap who you are in this league. You got to have an offensive line to protect you. And so that's just ridiculous. But that's my take. I want to hear what you think. Once again, thank you for the podcast, man. I really appreciate y'all. Y'all help me get a fix, whatever you do. Even with the talking heads, even for our team, I feel like you're more of an honest take on our team and the way they are in the state of affairs. And if they suck, you're going to say it. And I appreciate your opinion more than them, actually. So keep it up, man. Never give up on it. And I'm glad to have you back. You know, I'm glad to hear it from here on out. Until next time, y'all, this is Bluegrass Raider. Go Raiders.
Great take. Great take, brother. And, you know, I didn't think Bisaccia was the man. I certainly knew Greg Olsen was not. And I knew that we had some issues with our offensive line, and there were some rumblings in the building. But all that being said, I mean, we went into the playoffs last year. And it's funny, the last time we went into the playoffs, we got rid of the coach after that year, too. And here we did it again. We went to the playoffs, got rid of another coach. So here we are. You're right. You know, it's going to take time for the staff to gel. It's going to take time for all the processes to mold into something that's seamless. Because right now, you can't even see the seams. I mean, there's seams all over the damn place. So we'll see. You got to give it a chance. In our division, you know, you can't just add a couple players, especially now after free agency. Oh, my gosh. It's going to be a tough, tough road in our own division. I mean, 2 times against the Broncos, 2 times against the Chiefs, 2 times against the Chargers. That is brutal. That is more brutal than most all the other teams in the NFL. We just got to hope for the best, brother, and that's what I'm doing. And our next caller is Ruben from North Carolina. Love this guy. Always love his takes. What's going on, my good Raider brother?
What's up, Raider Greg, Raider Nation? This is Ruben from North Carolina calling in. I know it's the off season. It's going to be a slow time. We got the draft coming up. Got the combine, free agency, and all that exciting stuff that happens in the slow part of the season. But the reason why I'm calling is because I saw that it's rumored, and I say rumored because nothing is set in stone. It's all speculation. You know, people just, you know, making their predictions and whatnot. But Derek Carr is probably going to be getting a $45 million a year contract. Now, props to him to fool Mark Davis into getting that giving him that contract. I'm not a Derek Carr hater. I don't want anybody to think that I am, but no quarterback or player who hasn't really made that big of an influence in the league. And I'm not saying this on team, but in the league in general, I don't think really deserves that kind of money, especially when it's not a team-friendly contract. We have Max Crosby. We have Hunter Renfrow. We've got Jonathan Abram. We got Alec Engel, Josh Jacobs. You know, we got a slew of rookie contracts that are about to expire pretty soon. And, you know, we need those guys to get re-signed. Trayvon Mullen's another one. And not to mention, we got to get sign some free agents of our own. You know, we got to get in there in the market and be competitive and be able to build a team for a Super Bowl title, you know. Another Al Davis scholarship program with this new regime. We've already witnessed that, overpaying players and not getting nothing out of them. I wish Derek Carr the best. He's a hard worker. He deserves everything that he gets. But as far as, you know, a team-friendly deal that's able gonna, you know, that's not gonna hurt this team down the road, I don't think it's wise to give anyone on that team that type of contract. You know, I'm a lifelong Raiders fan. I'm 45 years old. You know, I became a Raiders fan watching my dad root for the LA Raiders at the time and in the Super Bowl. And I've been hooked ever since. And, you know, I became a super diehard in the 90s with Bo Jackson and in the early 90s and stuff. And, you know, I've seen the highs where, you know, we've lost heartbreaks in the playoffs and in the Super Bowl. And I've seen the dark times that's been the last 20 or so years. I've seen them both, and I'd rather be in the highlight where we're competing year in and year out, and, you know, we're kicking ass on the field every season. So I know a lot of people out there are going to, you know, chime in and saying, you know, Derek Carr is worth every penny. You know, that's fine. That's your opinion, but whatever. But just think about how that kind of contract will affect the team in general. And how is he going to be able to sign our own free agents and keep the players that we need, like a Max Crosby? I don't want us to go down the road of another Khalil Mack and whatever the circumstances are and how anybody may feel about how Khalil Mack held out. You know, we lost a good one. He was one that we should have kept. And I think Veggie McKenzie and John Gruden didn't do a good enough job in trying to keep Khalil Mack on the team. But that's a topic that's long gone, over with. I just don't want it to repeat itself. And, you know, this is just a thought that came to my mind. You know, how is this contract going to affect the team and our overall salary cap and being able to, you know, build this team into a competitor for the next, you know, 5-10 years. That's all I got, really. It's kind of chilly over here in North Carolina. I hope everybody else in the colder areas is staying warm. You know, we just got to look forward to free agency and hopefully, you know, next season, this Mark Davis could put this team together, you know, with the hires that he's got with Josh McDaniels and his crew.
First off, I love your take because I understand it. I think everybody in the Raider Nation understands it, that $45 million a year to Derek Carr after 8 years and two big injuries and really opportunities to do more, but I just don't think he's that guy either. I know he's good, but is he $45 million good? I can only hope that they, you know, he looks at Tom Brady's contract and says, you know what, I'm going to take $35 million and give you guys the remainder to go out and find players for me. Give me an offensive line. Get me a wide receiver. Give me some players that could take us to the Super Bowl. If he takes all the money, if he takes all $45 million and just says, I take, you know, $50 million or $48 million, because that's the new number, I don't know. I just hope it's a more of a team-friendly contract in all ways. Like, if we don't want to pay him that in 2 years, we don't have to. Give him a bunch of guarantees, whatever. But I think it should be a more team-friendly deal myself. If he wants to really win a Super Bowl, he will freaking sacrifice. And that's what you got to do. You got to sacrifice for the cause, like Brady. I hate to even say it, but it worked out pretty well for him. We do have to give Carr an opportunity, though, I think. I mean, I think if we give him an offensive line this year and a wide receiver and he doesn't take us to the promised land, well, that could be a bad sign. But like I said, his contract better be team friendly, because that's what we need from him. And our next caller is the Nebraska Raider, the Midwest man. What is happening, my good brother?
Raider Greg, Raider Randy, this is Nebraska Raider calling in. So a lot of moves in this offseason, man. Hope all is well with both you guys and your family. But like I said, a lot of moves this offseason. Signing players, obviously, with Josh McDaniels and Ziegler coming in. I was very hesitant about, you know, bringing in some rats into Allegiant Stadium, into the organization. But after watching the press conference and some of the other guys that we brought in, coaching staff wise, I'm feeling confident in this, man. Especially with the players that we have. Hopefully, we keep some of the key players that are on 1 year contracts. I definitely, obviously, bring back Perryman, Pro Bowler, and a couple other guys. But let's see. Getting rid of Gus, you know, with the whole coaching staff change, getting rid of Gus Bradley and his staff, that I definitely didn't want to see that go. I think we could have kept on Bisaccia, just because he had, you know, the whole the whole players, you know, had his back, and, you know, he's just a good guy to keep around, and, you know, just have him as special teams interim coach doesn't mean that, you know, you should, you know, lose your job and have to find another one. But I understand it, and there could be some friction there. But all in all, it's looking good. Looking forward to the draft. Definitely think, you know, if we have the money, we should go after Adams, Devonta Adams. Otherwise, you know, draft a whatever. Decent wide, you know, good wide receiver that's in the draft, and definitely don't want to give up any draft picks or anything like that to bring in somebody like that, or, you know, make any trades, especially with I think that would be a huge move, and for this new coaching staff, head coach and general manager, to give up draft capital. Because obviously with any new coaching staff, they want to bring in their own guys. But as far as the whole, and I hate to even bring it up, because all the podcasts I listen to, and this is my number one, guys are number one, all the podcasts that I listen to, there's always talk about trading Carr and all this stuff. And I just, no, why? You build a team around this dude. I mean, shit. Excuse my language, but you look at Jared Goff went to a freaking Super Bowl. Who's that guy? Yeah, well, that was a team around him. Nick Foles went to a freaking Super Bowl. Who's that guy? Even, you know, I know he's talented, but Matty Ice out there in Atlanta. He went to the Super Bowl. Yeah, he was decent at the time, but he definitely fell off. So all this talk about trading Carr or this, that, and the other thing, get out of here with that. That's just my opinion. And as we all know, opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one. Most of the time, they're stinky. But anywho, it's early in the morning, getting ready to go to work. This is Nebraska Raider calling in. And I appreciate you guys doing what you're doing. Hope all is well with Raider Nation. And as always, baby, just win.
Well, first off, thank you, brother, for the call. And as far as the staff goes, yeah, we were going to make a whole move. Mark had showed his cards early. You know, when Passaccia got his interview, you know, you knew it was over then. I did. Long story short, so looking at the staff, I told you what I felt this time, you know, how I looked at them and listened to what they said. So the only guy that really worries me is their special teams coach. And that's funny because we had a pretty good special teams coach, evidently. Long story short, we got who we got and we're seeing what's happening because the changes are already starting to happen. And they're not starting to happen, too. So you can see by the lag in free agency for our team, the Chargers were on top of it, and so were the Broncos, and here we are. So I don't know what to tell you. We shall see. Love the call, brother. Stay in touch. And last but never least, the Prez is on the line. What is happening, El Presidente of the Raider Nation, brother? What's up?
Raider Nation, this is the Prez. Calling in advance. I've been seeing a lot of posts with a lot of upset Raiders about the free agency. Have patience. Let's see what happens. It just doesn't look like that for players to just run up and just come to the Raiders. First and foremost, they got to want to come to the Raiders. Sometimes we can have money and you can throw it at them, but their interest might just be elsewhere. And then you have others that have better bidding. They gave them an offer that they can't refuse. Zay Jones, he got paid. What do you expect? It's all about the money. In most cases, if you work a job and there's another job that offers you a higher incentive and more benefits, chances are you're going to go through there. There's no loyalty these days, ladies and gentlemen. The days when players will stay in one organization for the love of their team and the love of their fans are long gone and over. You rarely, rarely find those type of players. There's also the mention of Carr. He's going to be there, to my knowledge. He's what we need at the time. There are no good quarterbacks available. They're pretty much depend on scrubs to pay them high money. As a matter of fact, the draft itself was supposed to be like one of the worst ranked quarterback classes in a long time, so that says a whole lot. That's why they're running for shelter, trying to duck and hide from, you know, saving face of being embarrassed by not having quarterbacks. So they have to, like, look real good with a fine tooth and comb to get a decent quarterback to represent their team. I mean, Mitch Trubisky got a 2-year deal with the Steelers, and as terrible as he was, how does that sound? And retracting back, I know we've had two birthdays. Had it belated to both Raider Greg and Raider Randy. We both salute you from the Raider Nation. And I got a chance to go to Oakland to do the tribute with Madden. It was a very nice, surreal experience to go back to Oakland. I got my wish. I got a chance to go inside stadium one more time. That was the Raider fanfare. They gave tributes and speeches, and, you know, got a chance to see John Madden's wife give her speech and a few players and friends. Just to be back in Oakland there one more time for a Raider Nation fanfare to say goodbye. I have closure now. Other than that, Raider Nation, hold on. Brace yourself. There's a brand new regime, man. People have a tendency of doing things their way. Who knows? It might just work out. We just need to get a few things done I'm not holding my breath for that wide receiver, Adams, even though it would be good to have him, though. But who knows what's going to happen. So anyway, Raider Nation, y'all have a good one. I know the podcast will be far few in between because of the season, but we'll hold on. Have a good one. This is the prayer. Raiders.
Well, that's very well said, my friend. You know, we're going to have Derek Carr, and he's a good quarterback. When he has the weapons he needs, he moves it down the road. We haven't had a defense. You know, there's a lot that has come into the fact that he hasn't made it, and he hasn't had a complete team. So we can hope that our defense improves because we need improvement there. I just don't know if the more complex defense is what we need. We'll see what Graham does. The offense should run better, should run smoother. Who knows? New coaching staff, everyone's new. New general manager, they have to find where the restroom is. As far as the rest of the team goes and free agency, it's been a lot of crickets, not a lot of action. But I don't know if that's what's happening here. Because when you look at our division, you can see this. Other teams are doing it. Even the Chiefs are doing it. We better get up, find those players to make us a division competitor next year. Because that's what we need to be. We need to compete in our division. If we can compete in this division, we can beat anyone. I appreciate that phone call, man. Prez, hang in there. It's happening. There's a lot going on. I have to do shows because there's news. And when there's news, there's me. Appreciate your call, brother. Always. Well, that will be it for this edition of the Raider Nation podcast, the longest running professional sports podcast ever. That would be not the, but Raider Nation podcast. Randy gets mad when I say it that way. Anyhow, it's going to happen, Raider fans. We got to see what happens. It's our year to just watch and see what develops because expectations, we should have none. We should just watch and see how this new staff rolls it out. On that note, I think we'll be okay. Time will tell. And on another note, may God bless all those Ukrainians fighting their ass off against the Russians. It is horrifying to see. Don't like to get all political and shit on my show, but I gotta tell you, we have to say prayers for those people and help those people because damn, that would be just brutal to wake up to bombs falling on your community and then have to travel 400 miles, days with children. I mean, it's crazy. So prayers for Ukraine, for sure. Until we get something going on, I think free agency should start popping here pretty soon. Let's see what goes on. Let's hope for something good, because we sure need it. Our division is brutal. I am Raider Greg, and I am out.